All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And this is a review for a movie called Terminal, which is written and directed by Von Steen, who has done some second unit director work for various Hollywood movies. That's generally someone that might film stunts. So it stars Margot Robbie, Simon Pegg, and Mike Myers. And the synopsis is, in the dark heart of a sprawling anonymous city, Terminal follows the twisting tale of two assassins carrying out a sinister mission, a teacher battling a fatal illness, and an enigmatic janitor and a curious waitress leading a dangerous double life. So the movie really starts off with a lot of just nonsense, and some of it relates back to Alice in Wonderland. So you have a voiceover from Margot Robbie. I think she's in a confessional asking for permission to do a hit, and it's not really clear on who the hit's going to be on. Then you have some other just voiceovers, again, relating back to Alice in Wonderland. And then it goes into the credits, which the credits were actually really nice. It was a cityscape just with neon signs and showing people's names. You have Margot Robbie that seems to be a hit woman or something close to that. And then you get to Simon Pegg, who's waiting for a train and the train's not going to be coming. And then you have Mike Myers and some very bad prosthetics telling him the train's not going to come. I would try to summarize maybe the first third of the movie, but it's very difficult because nothing really happens in the first 15 to 30 minutes. And it then goes into Simon Pegg meeting Margot Robbie in a diner. And Margot Robbie's a waitress, and that's kind of where I'll stop. I will say another positive thing before I get into a whole bunch of negatives. I did like the camera work. There's a lot of good framing and blocking and color grading, but it's overly stylish, and I wasn't sure what to make of it because even throughout the whole entire movie, there's some backstabbing, and it doesn't really make sense. And then you have all this existential babble from Simon Pegg's character, who's contemplating dying. There's a lot of overacting, and it has multiple stories. So you follow Margot Robbie's character, you follow Simon Pegg's character, then there's two other criminals, and then there's this mysterious underworld figure named Mr. Franklin that Margot Robbie goes to that asks for permission for a hit. And it kind of goes back and forth with the two criminals, and then they have to go find somebody that turns out to be Margot Robbie. And then you still have all this nonsense. So it's a crime drama with multiple stories that also has some a lot of references to Alice in Wonderland. Then you even have Margot Robbie smiling like the Cheshire Cat. The movie jumps around way too much. It's kind of hard to figure out what's going on. Why am I watching this movie? It's a straight-to-video movie, so it's not out in the theaters, but really thought that it should be like The Kingsman or maybe Smoking Aces. But what you get is this overly elaborate nonsense story with a lot of famous people. So why is Mike Myers in this movie when he doesn't really do a lot of movies recently? I don't know. Margot Robbie was in the very good movie I, Tonya recently. Why is she in this movie? I don't know. Simon Pegg, I can understand why you're in this movie because you would do stuff like this. But I just really dislike this movie. I wish I could get back the hour and a half, 2 hours that I saw of this. And I was hoping that it would go somewhere. It seemed like it was cool, especially from the opening credits. Like, oh yeah, this seems great. You have Margot Robbie, Simon Pegg, Mike Myers. Yeah, this should be a good movie. But it is poorly written. And again, it's just a lot of nonsense. Psychobabble. And that's why it's getting a 1.5. It's only getting a 1.5 because of the credits and the camera work. Otherwise, this is a hot garbage, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.